The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Hello and welcome. We are broadcasting live from the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashhole Podcast, and we are the Ashholes today. We will be talking about Connecticut cigars as a whole, but we'll also be smoking the Aganorsa Leaf Connecticut. We have got some delightful news about a lizard chef. Yes.
Oh, that's wow.
Heard that right. Wonderful. And in the spirit of football season wrapping up, we thought we'd talk about the top five potluck dishes. But before, let's get into this cigar and light our cigar. It's time to light today's cigar, brought to you by the hottest brand in the land, Perdomo. The 2020 Cigar of the Year with the Perdomo 10th Anniversary Maduro, a brand founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
I'm not even going to repeat it. It's in my head.
Like, it is. I know. I can like hear. I can hear Jonathan
along with the show,
say,
but I'm not going to do it. No, everybody
not,
else
that's
is doing
not our
it.
Show. That's not our show. But yes, brought to you by Perdomo. So I've smoked this cigar quite a bit. I don't know about you guys. I'm thinking of the Southern Draw.
No, I do smoke.
Do you smoke this?
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, these are great. Yeah.
So yeah, I smoke this quite a bit in the morning, especially before I want to really get into. A super intense cigar, like if I haven't eaten or I'm just running on coffee. But I really like this for a Connecticut smoke.
Yeah,
it burns pretty fast.
It's not a super mild cigar.
No, not your grandfather's Connecticut.
No, it isn't. It's got a little oomph to it and certainly a ton of flavor.
Yes, very, very flavorful. So there's a lot of discussion around Connecticut cigars and whether or not they can be strong, whether or not they're always mild or looks deceiving and things like that. But the makeup of this particular cigar is it has an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, which when we talked with Nick Melillo, he said that that's pretty much the common
that's where it is now.
Wrapper. Yeah. Now.
What did he say? They're down to 40 acres.
40 acres in Connecticut, which is crazy.
So think about like 10 pounds of wrapper.
Right, literally.
It's just crazy. Like.
And then the filler of this is Nicaraguan, and the binder is also Nicaraguan.
Mm-hmm. Right, which imparts, I wouldn't say a lot of spice, but there's a background of some spice in the cigar, certainly not overpowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got spice, and it's a rye bread, or a rye toast, I should say.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Rye toast, but spice.
Okay.
With or without caraway.
No caraway.
No caraway.
That changes it drastically.
And it's pretty reasonably priced. It's I think this is the Robusto size, and this is $7.89 for the single.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, excellent deal.
Yeah, for this cigar. I think it's $138.99 for a box of 20.
Quite reasonable.
Yeah, I would say in the realm of cigars, that's on the lower end, but it smokes really nicely. Mm. So,
and I think this is one of the earlier releases when they changed the name to Aganorsa as opposed to Casa Fernandez.
Right.
So it was early on.
Yeah.
It was a nice kind of reintroduction to the brand.
Right. Yeah. This also comes in a Habano wrapper. And I assume, have you smoked that, Ed?
I feel like
I've seen you grab that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do a side-by-side because I do find them to be pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
But I find a little more oomph in the Habano.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But... like on some days I'll go and I'll grab this for the morning. I'll grab the Habano for the afternoon and kind of note their differences. I find there's a little more spice in the Habano.
Yeah.
And
this is a great coffee cigar because it's contrasting enough from the coffee flavors. And
yeah. In my world, this is a good combination for a mild cigar, Nicaraguan filler and binder with the Connecticut wrapper. I smoke a lot of the Perdomo small batch.
Yeah, you do. And I think it's kind of funny because you'll smoke like a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
And then you'll grab a small batch. And then, yeah.
They're that good.
And I don't see you go in between very often. No, I find like you're either.
Every now and then, if I'm hitting the afternoon and I've been smoking strong cigars all day.
Yeah.
The mild one is a nice way to just break it up a little bit.
So yeah.
This is a perfect one for afternoon for me. Most people are morning mild smokers.
Me. Yeah, that's me.
No, I just start
you like,
right
you
off.
You like it at like halftime.
Yeah.
Halftime, do the Agonor.
Sort of a little reset, a rest, as it were.
He's one of those guys that guns it when the light turns green.
Gosh, yeah, you're that guy. Well, with his new Tesla.
What's wrong with that?
I was going to say.
I don't have it, though.
It's, well, I know, it's coming.
So you've ordered a Tesla, huh?
On the internet.
Why?
It's kind of freakish, you know. It's like you're going to Amazon
to order
a $5 item.
Except you're ordering a $90,000 car, right?
Not that
actually,
much.
I don't know. I don't know how much they cost. I'm just guessing. You don't have.
I
to
know.
Say. You don't have. You just shelled it out. You don't have to say. But.
They only ask for $100 deposit. So you could order.
Are you being
one.
For real?
Yeah, it's $100.
What?
That's
$100 deposit, and then the rest is due on delivery.
What are the mentality is behind that?
I don't know. Because I don't know a whole lot of people. Buying Teslas, you know what I mean? Like they could, I feel like they could ask for more than $100.
Mm-hmm.
So is that $100? Is that like forever? Like if I put $100 down, that guarantees that someday I can.
No, it's the $100 is non-refundable. So at the point where they're going to deliver you a car now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at the point of delivery, if you don't take it, you lose your $100 deposit.
Huh.
But you could, for example, order a Cybertruck, and that might be a couple
of
years
gosh,
out.
That thing is so ugly.
Yeah.
That thing is ugly. Yeah. Like, they were talking about it before the pictures came out, and I was like, ooh, this could be kind of cool. And then I saw it, and I was like, wow.
It's like if a video game is kind of glitching and lagging behind, it hasn't fully rendered.
It hasn't rendered
fully. That's the Cybertruck.
I love it. Yeah, so, you know, we also are an auto podcast at times. No, so part of the reason why I wanted to smoke this particular cigar and kind of discuss Connecticut shade-wrapped cigars as a whole is we did a tasting here as a staff at Two Guys, and we talked about different palates and what different palates can pick up with different cigars, how genetically some palates are going to pick up more than others, and it got me thinking about just the everyday smoker maybe not realizing what their palate is like. There is a kit that you can buy and a game that goes along with it for $300. I was able to use it and kind of identify where I'm at on the spectrum because
you're on the spectrum.
I'll just leave it there.
There are some days. I've never been officially tested, but there are some days I question. No, so there's like you have your majority is your normal tasters who aren't going to get any extreme flavors out of cigars, and those might be your guys just saying, kind of just tastes like smoke to me, right? Because they're not going to be able to pick it up. You've got a notch up who are going to be able to get some of the nuances, and then a notch above that who are your super tasters who get everything, right? Mm-hmm. And these are the people that would call Connecticut cigars bitter, right? Like they get that bitterness off of it.
To be fair, though. The real Connecticut displays a lot more bitterness than the Ecuadorian Connecticut.
Yes, yeah.
That's true, right. But isn't it harder to come across a real Connecticut now?
At one point, that's all there was. Yeah. And I didn't tend to smoke many of them because it did profile as very bitter and vegetal.
Mm.
Yep. And a lot of that is gone with the Ecuador Connecticut.
Yeah. I don't. I think I was my sister and I actually were both on the super taster scale, which would make sense if it is a genetic marker because, you know, we're siblings. But I haven't had a whole lot of bitter Connecticut cigars, so that one kind of threw me off. And then we talked to Nick Melillo last week about the difference between Ecuador and Connecticut, and I think that could be just the fact that the actual product is completely changing.
Yeah, I mean, totally different soil. And I think even the process of growing is different because Connecticut, they use cheesecloths, and I don't think they do in Ecuador.
No, the cloud cover.
Just cloud covers, so they don't need it.
Right.
So that's pretty substantial difference.
Yeah.
You know, the Ecuador will be a lot darker than a true shade-grown
cigar.
Yeah,
so it will get more UV than under cheesecloth.
Right. Exactly. The other thing that we do often, and after taking that little palate thing, I thought maybe that's not the right approach, but recommending new smokers to Connecticut Shade Cigars. What do you guys think about that?
I think often the Connecticuts are blended to be mild, although this one isn't. So a lot of it is directing the new smoker towards a milder cigar. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you can always move up, but you don't want the first experience to be, I don't like cigars.
Like a just Neanderthal, because, right, punch them in the face. Right, yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think it makes a ton of sense for new smokers. I wouldn't pick this one.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it really depends on what their kind of palate is, you know, looking for. So, I mean, if I ask them how they take their coffee.
Yeah. Now,
if they drink their coffee black, you can go with, you know, a Maduro or whatever. Or,
yeah.
Or if they drink like cafe lattes. So basically, if you're talking to a woman, then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Get out of here.
No, I'm picking on people that drink the latte and stuff.
I do like lattes, though. I'm not going to lie.
Then, you know, maybe go with something a little bit more creamy.
The other thing, too, is if you've got a cigarette smoker or former cigarette smoker, you can usually up it.
Yeah.
To something, you know, even approaching medium.
That was one thing I kind of found out talking to somebody downstairs at one point. I was showing them La Giana Natural, not the Maduro. And they then informed, I said, it's going to be a really nice introduction. They hadn't smoked cigars before. It's going to be a nice introduction to cigars. You can get the Maduro, which kind of is more of an experience about what a Maduro wrapper should kind of taste like, more than sweet, a strength, because the guts of those two cigars are the exact same, right? But then he said that, well, I smoke cigarettes for
like 20
years. And I was like, let's totally back to the drawing board.
Their taste buds are shot. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If for someone like that, this one wouldn't be a bad choice.
No, I showed him this, and then I showed him Aladino Connecticut as well. And then I actually showed him the core line of Aladino, because I thought that would be a nice, that would be nice. It'd have a nice bite. And he ended up getting this and then the core line of Aladino.
So. You know, our producer likes those Aladinos.
Yeah, he does.
I think that's your go-to, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So what happened?
Just one word answers here.
For a second, I thought you were just going to unmute yourself just to nod.
It's probably his New Year's resolution. Just one word. That's all you're getting.
One word answer. Ben smokes those all the time. But that's kind of, they offer a size that's similar to a cigarette almost. So that's probably why. I think that one of the because of this one kind of throws one of the common misunderstandings about.
Misconceptions.
Yeah, misconceptions. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Is all light cigars are going to be light. Right? So that's why I wanted to smoke this. This isn't going to be the grade of a like Neanderthal, right?
No,
but
this is approaching a medium cigar,
right,
really.
Yeah. Right. Medium bodied smoke for sure. And so, you know, kind of talking about, you have to know either how it smokes or somebody who smoked it to really understand the profile of it, right? So.
Yeah, but you know, I think you're right. For somebody who hasn't smoked cigarettes, the La Giana is a great first cigar.
Yeah.
It's got enough flavor to it, but it is by no means strong.
No.
Right.
Yep. I reach for the Garofalo Connecticut a lot of times. I mean, it's a little stronger, but it has so much flavor, and you can really kind of pull out some distinct flavors on that one.
That is one of my favorite Connecticuts because it's so flavorful. And that actually is the next bullet point, if you read your notes in the email.
Yeah, and the Garofalo.
Which we know we didn't.
Yep, we know you didn't.
Garofalo, again, is going to have Nicaraguan filler, although I don't think it profiles as strong as this.
Not quite.
No, I would say
a step below.
Yeah.
It's almost creamier. Like, I find more spice in this. I don't get a whole lot of spice in the Garofalo Connecticut. Yep. It's a creamier, buttery.
Ready.
Yeah, smooth smoke. But another misconception about Connecticut cigars is that it's less flavorful, like the Connecticut wrapper.
Which
ones.
It can happen.
I
think that kind of goes towards the old school Dominican Connecticut wrap cigars were really not that much flavor.
Right. But then you smoke something like this, or the Garofalo Connecticut's another great example. It's just packed full of flavor. When people are like, after I'll get feedback like, oh, I had the La Giana, I liked it, could have gone a little stronger, I immediately show them the Garofalo Connecticut. This I'll go to Aladino and they'll ask, like, well, that's another Connecticut cigar. I don't understand. Well, it's Perdomo, and he's kind of notorious for making his stuff a little bit.
He's got a benchmark for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
As you mentioned earlier, I do go to the Southern Draw Rose of Sharon.
Yeah, which and that's got some strength to it.
That's got some strength.
Lots of flavor on that one.
I actually, I don't know if I've smoked that one. I've smoked the Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, you should. Yeah.
No, I have. I lied. Yeah. I have. I think it's reverse. I haven't had
Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder.
I mean, you don't forget that one.
You told me.
You would remember.
You told me. You told me it was super intense.
It is. So. It's very strong. Okay.
I think it's classified strong AF.
Mm-hmm. Arturo Fuente?
Yes.
yeah, he made a weird scale.
Yeah. You smoke. There's a pile. Did you smoke some today?
Yeah, I have one of those today.
In your pile downstairs?
In my pile.
Frequent flyer on that one, yeah.
I'm not even halfway through the store. I've been here 5 months. I'm still smoking something new every day, at least trying to.
A Connecticut I reach for a lot is the Sealy Chile.
Yeah.
It's pretty
good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's got a little bit of strength to it. It's not crazy.
The Sealy Chile?
Chile. So it's like C-H-E-L-E, I believe.
It's very good. Yeah, we do.
Do we really?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta look for it.
Okay. I'll look for it.
Yeah, you gotta try that one. I mean, that's a go-to for me, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very nice.
So you smoke lighter in the summer?
Yes.
Is that kind of your tendency?
Yeah, winter I tend to go like a heavier cigar. Something in my head just clicks. It's like, you know what? I mean, it's like when you, instead of reaching for a beer, you reach for, you know, a scotch it's cold out, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Does your pattern change at all? Due to summer or winter, you can't smoke anything?
Can't let the weather affect my smoking needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess I haven't, this is the first time in my life where I've been consistently having cigars. I mean, it was, I don't know, this summer I smoked a lot with my dad, but my dad and I were trying new stuff all the time, so we didn't really have a pattern of what we knew we liked. Mm-hmm. We were doing the care package with the Cigar Authority before I worked here, and he's actually on boxes of La Giana. He loves the natural.
It's a very good cigar.
His palate is exactly like Dave's. Ah. They want that light, buttery, creamy. Yeah. So, but no, I guess I don't really know. I kind of just, I work inside. So I feel like.
You should.
I smoke everything all the time, right?
I mean, you kind of need to.
Right.
You need to know what you're offering.
Every year with the firecracker, Dave will try it and say, I don't like it.
Yep.
It's probably perfect.
And he tries so many cigars and he's like, I don't like it, but everybody else will. So.
But at least you know what I mean? Like he's not saying it's a bad cigar. He's like, this is not my
exactly.
Palate.
Yeah. He can certainly judge what a good cigar is, even if it's not for him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been doing it long enough. I think he's earned the right.
He's earned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So last week we smoked, The Trotter Cabano, our cigar of the year on the Ash Holes.
Mm-hmm. Which that has another sister Connecticut that is
very good.
Very good. Yeah. But I don't find that to be super light either.
No, like, no
I,
it isn't.
I find that
it's
that's a
medium. Again, Nicaraguan filler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's the pattern.
That to me, you know, I don't smoke any Connecticuts with Dominican filler. Mm. It just doesn't give enough oomph to it.
You know, now that I think about it, I kind of don't either.
No, I mean, some of the Davidoff products, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Yep. They'll have a good flavor profile, but not the strength of a Dominican filled cigar.
Yeah, like Special R.
Yeah.
I mean, very good.
That's a good point. So we do our giveaway every week, as you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped putting that in the emails because we figured it out by now. So we had a few entries and it's time to draw the name of our Ash Hole lighter giveaway for posting something from Foundation Cigars.
Okay.
So I think Aaron should draw.
All right.
For sure.
Let's see. Can't get a grip.
Get a grip.
That's it's like
Aerosmith album.
Here we go.
All right. Who's our winner?
Our winner is Jay Boucher or Bushy.
Bushy. How's it spelled?
B-U-S-H-E-Y.
B-U-S-H-E-Y. J. Okay, awesome.
Maybe Bushy.
Congratulations.
Not sure if he'd like that. But
I'm just going to...
I'm going to guess it's Boucher.
I'm going to address him as Jay in my message.
All right. So, that makes sense.
We will be reaching out to you.
You're typing it. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I guess.
Not like you're pronouncing it.
We'll just call him Jay instead of his last name on here. So I'll be reaching out. You have won the Ashhole Lighter of the Week. Obviously, if you don't know by now, you post your cigar, hashtag the brand and tag us so we can see it.
The same brand that we're smoking this week.
The same brand that we're smoking. If you need to maintain a private social media page, just message us directly on our Facebook or our Instagram so we can see it and enter you into the pile of names. So we'll be in contact with Jay.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we'll do our top five, hear some delightful news, and continue smoking the Aganorsa Leaf Connecticut.
Only great leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR, JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Looking for a mild cigar? Don Rafael is just that. Solidly constructed, and it offers up a mellow experience that holds a ton of universal appeal. This is just one of the reasons for Don Rafael's enormous success. Looking to get your friend into smoking cigars? The Don Rafael cigar is absolutely the right choice. The brand originally set out to outdo the competition, but for the price, there is no competition. You can't beat Don Rafael. It outsells them all. Don Rafael can be enjoyed any time of the day, all day, and cigar after cigar. The Don Rafael has a smooth, mellow aroma that will not linger. Draped in a seamless golden brown Connecticut wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Dominican binder complete the blend. Expect earthy notes with some hints of cedar throughout. And as far as quality everyday blends go, for a mild cigar smoker, it doesn't get more satisfying than this. Remember this, Don. Don Rafael.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating. Is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause lung cancer and heart disease.
Bohemian is the original Brazilian big ring gauge cigar with the unfinished foot, curly tailed head, and value, value, value. There are a Brazilian reasons to buy and smoke Bohemian, and here are just a few. Created in the Cuban tradition, this lush, dark Brazilian Maduro leaf surrounds a 5-year-old Sumatra binder with Dominican and Nicaraguan well-aged long filler leaves. So, what should you expect from a Bohemian? A departure from the conventional. A flavorful journey into sweet, nutty, almost caramel finish. Bohemian, the original unconventional cigar. Take a journey.
And we're back live in the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, and we are smoking the Aganorsa Leaf, Connecticut.
If you don't already follow us on social media, find us on Facebook as The Ash Holes, on Twitter at The Ash Holes, and on Instagram at Ash Holes Radio. If you're new and just listening, please subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on those platforms before they start implementing an age verification process. Mm. Or, you know, come make our day and see us live sometime in the studio.
I would love that.
We had a guest last week.
Yeah, it was great.
Super awesome. So much fun. I'm just saying, like, it could be a party. I know Tuesdays at 4 is a bit of a weird time for some people. But, like, hey, if you're, you know, you got a day off, come say hi. Come sit with us. We'll chat with you before and after. We love to hear everybody's input and talk to an audience. So we've all smoked this cigar before. How's it developing for everybody? How's everyone?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm always a fan.
Yeah, and it's always very consistent. Yes. You know what you're going to get, and it's goodness.
Goodness.
Consistent goodness.
I'm getting some cedar notes to it, too. I don't think we mentioned that before, but as I'm smoking this, I'm noticing some cedar.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
You're on board with it?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ben? You're not – I don't ever see you smoke a Connecticut unless we make you on the show. How are you liking it?
I mean, I don't, other than Aladino, I don't smoke anything unless you guys make me smoke it on the show. So,
fair.
No, I like this cigar, but I know I don't normally go with the Connecticut Shade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good cigar. It's a very good cigar, but I just kind of stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm. This might be a thing. You're like cigarette smokers and former cigarette smokers.
Hmm.
Brand loyalty.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, it does
that's
make
very true. True.
That's true.
It's like they're hooked on it. You know? Just
me with Aladino, you with Southern Draw.
Wow.
You never smoked Neanderthals. Cigarettes.
Neanderthals, really, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Sure.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Probably not for about 30 years.
Okay.
But you smoked for 30 years before that.
Longer than you've been alive.
Well, not really.
So was cigars an alternative, or what was the development there?
Not really. I sort of picked them up a couple years after I quit cigarettes.
Oh, so there was a gap, yeah.
There was a gap.
Okay.
It wasn't an immediate transition.
Did you, like, quit cold turkey, or did you have to?
Well, like most people, I quit probably 20 times.
Sure.
Yep.
Wasn't even convinced the last one was the one.
It just worked out. Okay.
Yeah.
They actually, I know a lot of people will smoke this instead of... like once they're like transitioning off because it's almost like the movement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the habitual movement of like lighting something, smoking it. You don't, I mean, I know.
As long as you don't inhale.
I know some people who can inhale cigars and like, man, I
could. It's like, that's not the way you get off of.
I did it once and it ruined my whole week. Like my whole back of my throat was burning like all week. So, I mean, if people can do that, like that's impressive.
You can do it, but you got to take very shallow draws.
It's not, you can't take a big one.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. It's just too much.
It's too much.
Right.
All right, guys, football season's wrapping up. I'm a little sad today. I'm not going to lie. Because Ohio State lost last night.
Did they?
Huh. Yeah.
They got smoked. What do you know?
It was bad.
And that's your delightful news.
And Aaron's off the show. No. No, we lost Sermon in the first series, which hurt big time. And they were pumping out really good reports about how good Fields was doing after his rib incident. And he got tackled once last night and came up and he was like in pain. And I think they were maybe hyping how good he was doing to cover some of that stuff. But Alabama, I mean, like, they were great. I have to buy somebody a cigar because I lost a bet. But, you know, I'm normally not a betting woman, but I really did. I thought we had it, and I'm a little sad. But there's still a lot going on in the NFL.
Was it a specific cigar you had to buy him?
We agreed on the same cigar because I'll smoke it and he'll smoke it.
I was going to say, just send him a Dutch Master.
No.
Be bitter about
no.
it.
Ooh, he's a regular in Nashua and I know he likes it and I also like it. So I was like, either way. And it wasn't going to like break the bank. We didn't put like a Byron on the, but yeah, it was friendly. And so he's the only one that took me up on it. Yeah. I'm just saying. So, but he'll have a cigar tomorrow.
Later in the show, I'll cheer you up with some delightful news.
That's so great because I need it. But in the meantime, there's still a couple of celebrations coming, Super Bowls down the road. And I thought we should talk about the top 5 dishes to bring to a potluck.
Aloha! Today's Top 5 is brought to you by 5-5 Cigars. Choose from the mild white label, the medium strength red label, or the full-bodied and full-flavor blue label. Series 5-5 has it all. 5-5 equals the perfect 10, and that's what you get every time. The only thing better than a 5-5 cigar is two of them, so you can share with a friend. And now, here's today's Top 5 list.
Okay. So I didn't make anything official, but I already have like 5 in my head.
Wow.
Huh. Obviously. So I need to know if this is a thing up here because I've asked a few people and they didn't know what I was talking about, but buffalo chicken dip.
Oh yeah.
That's a thing?
Oh,
okay.
I mean, 100%. There's a place down the road that makes an amazing buffalo
chicken
dip.
What's the place? I'm writing it down.
Bada Bing's.
Bada Bing.
It's totally local, so okay. None of our viewers care unless they're very
advertiser
local.
On another show. Bada Bing.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, all right.
Then we won't say what show.
I love buffalo chicken dip, so I don't know if anyone else loves it, but
does it have real buffalo in it?
It's buffalo sauce, yeah.
Ugh, I hate buffalo.
Shredded buffalo chicken.
Yeah, buffalo chicken, melt some cheese down. Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Make it home, do it with Frank's Red Hot. Of course.
Yeah, make it a little.
Wow, you can put that shit on everything.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
What about
I do on my cereal?
Are pigs in a blanket a thing here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Water chestnuts, bacon, wrapped.
Yeah, I mean,
you can do water chestnuts or hot dogs or
I like the little wieners.
It's usually done with the wieners.
Right. Yeah. The pigs in a blanket usually are the little wieners.
Cocktail weenies.
Yeah.
Cocktail weenies.
Yeah.
With some kind of pastry wrap around
it. Yeah, I think Pee Wee Herman invented those, right? The tree.
Cocktail weenies.
Obscure.
I would put that up there. We don't have to.
Yes,
we don't have to put a number on these yet, but.
Why are we talking about Pee Wee Herman weenies?
Pee Wee's Big Top.
I thought it was the movie theater thing.
No.
Tomorrow's Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
I won't be here. For that one. What about you guys? Like, what do you love to see when you go to a Super Bowl gathering?
I don't mind a vat of chili.
Yeah, chili. Meatballs.
Swedish ones?
No.
Little meatballs.
Italian meatballs.
Oh, with the almost like brown sugar.
I mean,
like glaze to them.
People do different ones.
Yeah, there's different ones.
Italian meatballs.
Just a meatball.
But there's Swedish ones. Some people do a sweet and sour meatball.
I prefer something you put into a sub.
I'm going to write down vat of chili.
Vat of chili.
Because that was funny. What about you, Ben? What do you like to see?
Well, chili's a good answer, but something that needs to be at every potluck is booze.
Yeah.
You got to bring booze with you.
Yep.
And you also have to bring some kind of dessert with you. So usually brownies is a pretty good staple of potluck. Around
pot
here,
brownies. Good one. Yeah, brownies, cookies,
potluck brownies.
Oh, we know what you're on, Ben.
How dare you?
My go-to is a kind of a Mexican dip. It's so it's got the cream cheese actually.
Yes,
with the different cheeses on top.
Yep. and they mix
salsa,
in the taco seasoning
into that.
Yes.
Some sour cream.
I mean,
I'm getting hungry.
I'm sticking in kind of Mexican, but I wouldn't mind a vat of queso either.
So my
what about a vat of guac?
Ooh. Ooh,
sorry, intriguing. Sarah, go ahead.
My mom
just makes a
be brown
really baller queso. She mixes in like the meat with it.
Oh, yeah. And chorizo. If you put chorizo in some queso.
So good. Okay, I'm hungry now. So what would be your number one? Because or I guess number five. Well, let's start number
you
five.
You didn't even hit the whole casserole thing.
Oh, there's casserole?
Yeah, we can skip that.
What casserole would, I don't
Well, even
think
something
of
like a mac and cheese works well if it's a well-constructed
baked mac and cheese. Yeah.
Baked mac and cheese. I'll write that down. I do like baked mac and cheese.
Yeah. It's heavy stuff is kind of like where
pretty
it's
much
at,
anything that'll put you in a food coma.
I guess depending on the season, what about, pasta salad and potato salad, those type of things.
Yeah. Salad.
Isn't that kind of a staple of potlucks?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So. I love pasta salad. I could eat that for every meal. so I could eat it for breakfast, actually. Maybe have done that before.
Did you put any wings on there?
No, but that's a little every
pedestrian.
Everybody's gonna have wings. Like what's the thing that's gonna spice
it? I'll just pass them by because it's too much work.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I get messy and I don't wanna do that. Gotta go wash my hands. So number five. We got a lot.
How many we got?
We wrote down
I think pasta salad should be the number
five.
Yeah, I think that's a good number five.
Because it's just it's there.
I ain't eating it.
It's good.
I'm not either.
I don't think you'd eat half of
it,
but that's okay.
It depends on who made it, It's kind of sometimes it's good, sometimes it's just,
No, I just never eat it.
Yeah.
But it's a staple.
I'm definitely down to put meatball at number four.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Mm.
Any objections?
Nope.
I'm not eating them.
Why?
I don't like meatballs.
No. Tell me the off-air reason why. Well, because I know what it is.
It's poor people.
There we go.
What are you talking about?
Well, it makes me laugh every time Ed says it.
Listen, if you have enough money, why not just buy all meat? Why do you got to shove bread and crap in there? I want pure.
Is this actually totally different? Actually, your rationale.
It's genuinely Ed's feeling about
this
it.
This is your rationale.
Sock a meatball thing. I don't eat that.
I can't. You're ridiculous. Like a 7-year-old.
I've got idiosyncrasies.
No. That's just ridiculous. There's idiosyncrasies, and then there's ridiculousness. And then there's Ed.
I'm not. So far, I'm starving at your little potluck.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I would say to the 7-year-old. I'd be like, make yourself a peanut butter sandwich then. That's what my parents did with me, and I turned out fine.
I don't care for those either.
This is why he can cook.
He only eats Kobe beef meatballs.
I can't. Okay.
He sticks a melon baller into the beef itself.
Yeah, exactly.
I made a nice moussaka for dinner on
basically, it's a tender, but rounded.
I don't even know what that is.
Moussaka?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Greek dish.
Mm.
It's got eggplant made with real mousse and lamb.
Oh,
and
I think
a
bechamel.
Is
it raw?
On top. No.
Raw. I'm thinking of raw kibbe.
Ooh.
I had that at a restaurant and I was eating cat food. Like everyone at the table liked it, but cool. I was like, I can't swallow it. And I'll try everything.
Isn't it basically Greek shepherd's pie? Isn't it
very similar? Or you could almost look at it as a Greek lasagna substituting eggplant for noodles.
Fair enough.
All right, number three. What do you think about pigs in a blanket?
Oh, I love those. I'll eat those.
Higher or?
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll put them there. Why not?
And number two, I would definitely put queso down for number two.
Queso. I love
Ed likes
queso.
That. That's queso, in everybody. Yeah.
Big vat of queso with chorizo in it. I'd eat that.
Is buffalo chicken dip awesome enough to make it number one?
Well, I don't like it.
Well, you can.
So,
bug
what
off.
About? Did we put chili yet?
We haven't put chili.
Chili
but,
or like, jambalaya? Ooh.
Jambalaya? What? Ooh,
you haven't even put the booze on the list.
I feel like buffalo. Booze is not on the list.
I don't know. Number we got to ask Pit Life Barbecue guys. They're here.
Best potluck meal.
What's the best potluck meal?
Barbecue.
Brisket.
Brisket.
There we go.
We should have known that was coming. Yeah.
Come on. Like, know your audience, man. Brisket. That's not on our list, but I would eat brisket.
Yeah. All day
okay.
Long.
That's pure, unadulterated meat.
As you're attending your gatherings for football, you should definitely have brisket. Queso, pigs in a blanket, meatballs, and pasta salad.
Yeah, really focused on the food this year because Super Bowl is going to be weird.
Yeah, really just treat yourself. So,
right. If people could even gather.
This list stressed me out, and I'm sad about the football game. So, Ed, can you?
I'm going to cheer you up.
Cheer me up, please.
Better be cheery.
Because I've got some delightful news.
Are you tired of the news claiming the end of the world?
Yes.
It goes something like this.
Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
Well, it's time for some delightful news. Brought to you by Cuban Delight Cigars.
Lenny, a 1-year-old central bearded dragon, can be seen with tiny pots of soup, miniature biscuits, and dinky cheeses in his debut book, Chef Lenny, Cooking for Humans.
So central bearded dragon, so it's just a little soul patch?
Yeah, it's right in the center.
You can see Lenny up there.
The cookbook was the brainchild of Lenny's owner, Valerie Musser.
Obviously.
A chef and lizard lover from Redmond in Washington State.
Ah, that makes sense.
It was my quarantine project, said Valerie, a mom of three who ran a small catering business before the pandemic hit. Before long, she'd bought Lenny the Lizard a little chef's hat from Etsy.
Of course.
You can get anything on Etsy.
You can.
All the miniature food in the book is real, and the dishes are Valerie's favorite comfort foods that she serves to her family with chicken pot pie, blueberry muffins, and home-cooked tacos. The 134-page cookbook is available on Etsy and Amazon with the option of bespoke dietary alterations on request. So you Chef could Lenny. Get, I guess, a gluten-free blueberry muffin.
Yeah.
Maybe a vegetarian chicken pot pie.
Can we pull up a picture of Lenny again? I just want to
Do we have again. Lenny?
Yeah, we do.
So what's the delightful news?
Oh. Get at it. Isn't that adorable?
That is.
Like, he's posing. Adorable.
Yeah, he looks miserable.
The part that we didn't have time to include is, like, he got so used to this that she'd put his hat on and he'd, like, go over to the little area she had set up for photos. And he was,
like, waiting for food. It's like ringing the bell.
Yeah, he was ready. I thought that was
too bad they had to hot glue that hat on his head. I mean, it's a little cruel.
I thought it was hilarious.
Who cooks these things? Is it Valerie or Lenny?
Yeah. We'll never know.
Huh.
I could call her and ask.
Intriguing.
I'm going to put my money on Lenny, though. Lenny the lizard. So that's delightful.
Yeah, that was lame.
You can't win. You can't win with these guys. I just want the viewers to know that.
No, that was delightful.
If Ed's saying it, then something's wrong with Aaron today. We can talk about the show if you need, bud.
I loved it.
All righty, folks. So let's talk about our rating. What would you rate this, Aaron?
94.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's high. Nice.
It's great. It's got some transitions to it. It's got, you know, nice flavors.
Yeah.
It's great.
Ed, what about you?
Well, one thing I want to say is I wish I was in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
Okay.
Can you identify that?
Doesn't ring a bell for me.
That's from Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't heard that in ages.
But you know the song.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm actually going on radio.
Radio. Right? 93.
What about you, Ben?
I'll go 92.
Ooh, Ben's tough. Mm.
And I was also going to do 92, bringing us at 92.75 for the Agonorsa Leaf.
93.
It's a 93.
Purposes.
It's a great cigar. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's looking for that traditional lighter Connecticut smoke, this is not the one you should go for. But if you want to take it up a notch, this is a great cigar.
I mean, you wouldn't be put off by it if you didn't smoke milder cigars.
Yeah. Just
take it slow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It'd be the next step up before you start playing with a little more intensity. But really like it. It's really nice. For an afternoon smoke, morning smoke, it's great. So, all right. Well, that is it for the Ash Holes today. You should tune in next week as we smoke the Toscano Duecento and talk about hosting fellow cigar smokers. You know the drill. Post your Agonorsa cigars to Facebook or Instagram, tag us, and hashtag the brand to enter yourself for that giveaway. Until then, you have been listening to the Ash Holes broadcasting from the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next week.
And opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.